is A Vision with your host, Jane Asher. Jane is inspired daily by discovering the deepest passions in others. Each week, she will be digging deep to find what excites, motivates, and empowers individuals to explore new horizons, achieve their greatest dreams, and live up to their full potential. The time is now for Voices of Vision.
Happy, happy Monday. It is my favorite day of the week because I get to do this show. And when I say that, I sincerely mean that because it's such a gift for me to be able to talk to interesting people in my life and people that have been introduced to me through other people. And this show is right up there. I am so excited to talk to Vinny Mastrocco. Now, let me just give you a little backstory here. Vinny is actually, full disclosure, he's my cousin Vinny. And I know that sounds great because who doesn't want to be able to say my cousin Vinny? He's actually my husband's first cousin, and Vinny Mastrocco has been in a family business for generations and has such a cool story because things have changed for him in the past year or so, couple years. But he redefined and kind of rebuilt something. And I just love this story. So I thought, you know what? I'm going to reach out, see if my cousin Vinny wants to talk to me on Voices of Vision. And lo and behold, he said yes. Vinny Mastrocco, welcome to the show.
Hi, Jane. Hi, everybody.
All right. Well, I'm so glad you're here, Vinny. You actually took over your family grocery business. Now, this is in a small town in Pennsylvania, Derry, Pennsylvania, and you worked for many, many years in this family business. How long was the family business actually in the Mastrocco family?
My great-grandfather started it in 1910. He was laid off from the railroad.
Wow. That's incredible. So he starts, was it called Mastrocco's Market, right?
Yes, he bought a little butcher shop from the guy that he was working for, and he called it Mastrocco's Market, and it expanded through the years and through the generations. And my grandfather and my uncle, they were one of the first ones to do self-service groceries. Most of them, at the time, they would go in with a list and they would pick it for you, and you'd come back and pick it up later. They started, putting stuff out and letting people buy what they wanted.
So generations of this market, and as a young boy. So how old were you when you started working at Mastrocco's?
I started when I was 10 years old. I was in fourth grade, and I would come down on Saturday mornings, sweep the floor, pick up cigarette butts in the parking lot, scrub toilets, all the fun stuff.
Yeah, of course. Now, did you like it? Like when you were a 10-year-old boy, did you have that vision or that thing inside of you that thought, I'm going to run this place someday?
Yeah, I think it's a screwed up gene. I fell in love with the characters, the people, the customers, the vendors, the employees, everything about it. I fell in love with it very, very quickly, and it became a part of me.
Right. How cool is that? See, I love that because there are some people that might have felt like they had to be in their family business or that it was, my turn, I got to do this. But here you actually fell in love with this business, this generational business that your great grandfather started. So, that's really, really cool. Now, your children worked in the market too, so it actually went beyond you. It went to a fifth generation as well.
Correct. My oldest son, Michael, he started when he was in high school, junior high, and he worked his way up to, he did most of the departments in the store, cut meat, did a little bit of cutting meat everywhere else, until right before we closed. But, even my youngest, he would come in just to visit after school, and he would bring in buggies and things like that. So, they all had a little part of it.
Yeah. What a cool story. And you know, and this isn't about defeat at all. This is about your change and sort of your growth and then what happened. So tell me a little bit about how that all, I mean, everything has changed. It seems like everybody's shopping online. You know, everybody's ordering stuff through Amazon. So a lot of mom and pops across the country have really suffered. But through that, other things are developed and brought forth, which is why you're on the show today, because we're going to talk all about Mastrocco meats. Just tell me a little, you don't have to get way into all the details, but just a little bit of the background about Mastrocco Market and what exactly, how it transpired and what brought you to Mastrocco Meats.
Well, Mastrocco's Meats came around about, I'd say almost 7 years ago. A friend of mine has been spending this time convincing me that our sausage, our 100-year-old recipe of Mastrocco sausage, is a very good product. And my customers have been proving this to me over the last 10 years, too. With everybody leaving dairy, all the jobs leaving dairy, everybody wants a taste of home. So when they come and visit their family, their friends, they pick up 10, 20 pounds from the store and they would take it home, and it spreads that way. Mm-hmm. We use all natural pork, the best spices, and I mix it in small batches by myself. So it's a really, really good sausage. It's a little leaner than most people's. It's mixed thoroughly, and people tell me that they don't care about the milk and bread; they want the sausage.
It's handmade. I mean, you're telling me that you make every single batch of Mastrocco sausage. You do that by hand.
Yes, I touch every pound.
Now, how long? I mean, I'm curious. This is like a real skill. How long does it take you to make a batch of sausage, and how does that work?
It depends on what I'm doing with it. If I'm just making the loose sausage, which is our number one seller, I can make a batch in an hour and 15 minutes.
Okay. Yeah. And when you do it, are you just loving it? Are you putting yourself, your heart and soul into the sausage?
I do. I do, Jane. I have a guy helping me right now, and he's trying to learn the trade. And it's all about, paying attention to details. And that's something I've been trying to tell him. It's just about the details. You don't want to put any bone chunks in. You want to make sure all of that's gone, any of the bad stuff, too much fat. You got to trim it off. Trim it right. Too much is too much. Too little is too little. And, and mixing. Mixing. I'm hand involved in mixing every batch. I'm not giving that up for a while.
I love that. So it is a 100-year-old recipe. Is this your great grandfather's recipe then?
Yes, I'm assuming it's his recipe. It came somewhere and what's been here forever. There's not really a history on it, but the only thing that's changed is the amount of fat that we put into it.
Okay.
A lot less fat than they used to back in the 60s.
Okay, so now you are making the sausage. Now, do people come in? How are they obtaining it? Like, what are you doing with this industry, this cottage industry, to be able to get Mastrocco meats across the country? I mean, I would love to be able to order it here in San Diego. I have friends that are in the food industry that would love to probably make recipes with your Mastrocco meats. So how does that work?
We did a soft launch, and we just took our second step. So we applied for a state retailers or wholesalers license. So we were only allowed to sell in the state. Now we are taking we're going for the federal license. So we'll be able to expand. We would like to get into, a larger market. We would like to do mail order possibly. There's a lot of things, vending trucks and, sandwiches. Eventually I'd like to do a retail front, a storefront, and sell other meats besides sausage.
I love it. I love it. So that's the grand scheme, the big plan. So is there a lot of red tape with trying to get this through and try to process this and to try to, you know, make Master Rocco Meats kind of a national word or brand?
Yeah, there is a lot of red tape. You know, food safety is a big issue nowadays. And you know, nobody has more pride in food safety than I do. I can't say nobody, but there's a lot of people, you know, your name's on something, you want to sell as fresh as possible. So it's more about the documentation of the sanitation and receiving product and that kind of stuff. You know, I do all of that stuff in my head. Now I got to document it and write it down. I'm not ready for that, but I'll deal with it.
Yeah. Yeah, you will. Because, it, you know, this is important to you. And you're right. Your name is on this product. So there's a massive level of pride that you would have. If you just tuned in, my guest today is Vinny Master Rocco. Vinny is my cousin Vinny from my husband's side of the family. And just a really great guy. He had a family business with Master Rocco's, market. And now he's doing Master Rocco Meats. And we're going to find out all about kind of just a little bit of the different side of taking a small business and how you expand that when we come back. We're going to hear from my sponsor, Go Cleanse, and then I'll be back with Vinny Master Rocco on Voices of Vision.
Voices of Vision with Jane Asher. We'll be right back on Empower Radio.
Hi there. It's Nancy Newcomer, host of the Back to the Kitchen Minute here on Empower Radio. And if you're ever in the San Francisco Bay Area, you can listen to me on 98.5 KFOX. About 3 years ago, I started using the Go Cleanse system. I lost some weight, started feeling really good, and here it is 3 years later. And guess what? I still have that Go Cleanse shake every single morning. I actually crave it. It's really good. Some awesome flavors. I really like to combine the chocolate and vanilla together. It's kind of my little concoction. Put a little cinnamon in it. But the best thing about it, besides how great it tastes, is that it's full of all the vitamins and nutrients and minerals I need. So I don't have to pop a bunch of extra supplements. It's something that I've incorporated into my daily life. It really makes me feel good. And if you want to check out the Go Cleanse system, I would highly recommend it. Pop over to their website at gocleanse.com. See what the program's all about. They can answer your questions there as well. Gocleanse.com.
Welcome back to Empower Radio's Voices of Vision with your host, Jane Asher.
It's good to be here today. Voices of Vision with Vinny Master Rocco. And Vinny Master Rocco has had a family generational business, and it has changed throughout the years. And today, 2018, it presents itself as Master Rocco Meats. And I love, Vinny, that you were telling us before the break that, you know, around 7 years ago, a buddy of yours basically said, listen, this is a really, really good product, and you have to do something with it. Did you think he was crazy at the time, or are you thinking, okay, maybe I should really focus on this product because, you know, you could be, and you will be, here's my wish for you is that Master Rocco Meats will be a household name and that you'll be able to distribute across the country. I mean, isn't that what you'd like to do or where you're headed?
Sure. That's the ultimate goal. Yeah. I thought he was crazy. I still do think he's crazy. But, you know, I am convinced that it is a good sausage. It's one of a kind. I've never had anything like it. And we went around, you know, probably within 100-mile radius of us, and we tried to buy every sausage we could find. Mm. We ate sausage for the last 7 years. Some were good, some were not. But ours was different. And it's different. I don't know. I can't explain what it is. It has more flavor. It has better texture. It's good. It's very good sausage.
So, you did your market research, which is really smart, you know, going out and trying other product. Now, when you say you get this, where are you getting your pork? Where do you source it locally? Is it right there in Pennsylvania?
I'm buying federally inspected pork at the time. We're just small and I haven't found a source that I'm completely comfortable with. So I've been bouncing around from supplier to supplier. But,
okay.
You know, it's all the same muscle that I'm using. And, once I find the best one, then I'll continue with that. But you know, right now, it's all been working.
Yeah, that's great. And then as far as the spices go, what do you, is this something that, do you share this recipe with anybody, or is this like on lockdown?
Yeah, it's on lockdown. It's people say they have it, but it's not exactly the same. So,
okay.
There's been a lot of myths about the spices. It's more about the love that goes into it.
That's good. I like that. You know, that's what we always say. It's like, you know, there's no substitution for when you're in the kitchen for that ingredient. And it's not a woo-woo thing. It truly is. When you cook with love, when it's coming from your heart and you're doing something, it just tastes better. There is no way to describe it, you know? Well, that's great. Well, Vinny Mastrocco with Mastrocco Meats. We're talking to Vinny today about, you know, what it takes to grow a small business. Because here you are, you're in Pennsylvania. You'd like to reach beyond that. And there's a lot that goes into it. So what are some of those challenges and what are you doing to face them?
They pop up daily, whether it's an issue with your vendor, whether it's an issue with supplies and just paying bills. You know, you just got to fight them and keep fighting. And it does take a while. We've had really, really strong growth at the beginning of this, which gives me a lot of faith going forward also. But, it's you keep plugging. You never stop. You get knocked down. Today, you pick it up and run tomorrow. You can't stop.
Right. Now, not if it's your passion. You just can't give it up, And that old thing about that overnight success usually takes, 10, 15, sometimes 20 years, I mean, it's nobody is handed anything unless they are. And then, but that's a very rare situation. So you have to constantly try to grow it. So you have a Facebook page. So if somebody's sitting at home and they're like, wow, I need to have this sausage. I need to have it on my table. I would love to have it for Sunday morning after church or whatever. How do they find you on Facebook?
It's at Mastrocco's Meats.
Love it. Mastrocco Meats on Facebook. So people can come there. And then they can kind of keep up and track your wherever you're headed, so that if eventually you get to the point very soon where they can actually order it and you can ship it or whatever. And that is something like, I guess you'll just cross that when you get to it, so that if you get an order from someone, say in California, that you'll be able to package it and ship it, because things are shipped all over. I mean, you see it all the time.
My worry with shipping is, this is a fresh sausage. I never freeze it. So what happens to it after it's frozen? So we've been testing that also. What's it gonna be like when it hits your door in California, when it leaves here and it's -5 degrees, even if I'm packing it in ice and I don't know how long it takes to get there. I don't know any of those answers. So there's people out there that do. And, we got to talk to them. But we've been freezing sausage I have some sausage that's been frozen for quite a while. And, we keep bringing it out. We keep sampling it and testing it. We don't have a laboratory, but, we have taste buds. So, we're experimenting with things like that.
Okay. All right. So did you just say, did I hear you correctly, when you never freeze it before you sell it?
Never.
Okay.
Everything's fresh.
Ah, so that is, I would see where that would be. There has to be a way to do that. I mean, there obviously is. I mean, there's overnight shipping and all of that, but that would add to the cost. But you know what? You'll cross that bridge when you get to it.
We will. And it's more a matter of them building the trust in me that the product's going to get there right. You know what I mean?
Right.
Exactly. They're going to prove that to me. They can say they can do it, but they're going to prove.
There you go. Well, and that's so true. I'm looking at your Facebook page right now, Mastrocco Meats on Facebook. If you want to keep up with what's happening with Vinny and with Mastrocco Meats, and you're thinking, and heck, if you're in Pennsylvania, Western Pennsylvania, you're able to obtain it right now. How did they come and buy sausage from you today?
We have quite a few stores selling it right now.
Okay.
We have Joe's store in Latrobe. We have Lap Family Market in Latrobe. 30's Craft Pizza and Beer in Latrobe. Quick Stop in New Ellic. Johnny's store in Blairsville. Palumbo's Bar and Grill in Bradenville. And we recently picked up the Ligonier Giant Eagle, which is a step out in a different direction, and it's been very successful. I'm also in a handful of restaurants, too. Michelle's Lair, Palumbo's, 30's Craft Pizza, and the Kitchen on Main. And we're expanding that aspect of it also.
Wow, that's so cool. Now, I have this. This leads me to this question. We only have a couple more minutes before the show is actually over. I'm fascinated. Do these vendors or restaurants or stores come to you and say, hey, we want to carry your product? Or do you have to go out and hustle?
They all came to me. You know, they were all, well, I went to a couple of them, but they said they were going to call me anyway. So it's been a good growth that way. I have hit some closed doors, but we'll still knock on them.
Yeah. Wow. That's really cool. That's a nice list of places that are actually carrying your product and restaurants that are actually serving your product too. And then on the menu, Vinny, if you go into one of these restaurants, does it say, you know, your sausage from Master Rocco Markets?
Yes. Miley at 30's Craft Pizza. She opened in June or July, and I didn't start making sausage again until September. And she said she wouldn't put a sausage pizza on the recipe, on the menu, until I started making it.
Wow. So, where's this place?
It's in what do they call it? Beatty Crossroads, Pennsylvania, right on Route 30.
Okay. And what's the name of the place again?
30's Craft Pizza and Beer.
I love it. And so she's putting Master Rocco sausage on her pizza.
Yes.
It's one of my favorite toppings, by the way. I I'm not a big pepperoni girl. I pick those off and put them on Tom's pizza, but I love sausage on my pizza. And now I'm sitting here craving pizza with sausage, but I'm going to have to suffer and not have Master Rocco sausage because I'm in San Diego. But someday, Vinny, someday and someday soon, wouldn't that be cool? I would be honored to be able to look at a menu in San Diego, California, and see Master Rocco Meats on the menu and say, yeah, that's my cousin Vinny. See, that'll be fun.
It's going to happen.
Yeah, it is going to happen. Well, what else? You know, we've got a couple more minutes. Anything that, like, do you have a dream, or is there something you want to put out there and just kind of talk about with Master Rocco Meats before we close?
I just want everybody to try it. I do. I just try it. Tell me what you think of it, good or bad. I want to hear it. You know, I'm sure everybody has an opinion. I want to hear it. You know, a lot of people like it. I think you will too.
That's great. Well, you've got great ratings on your Facebook page. It's Master Rocco Meats. It's a nice looking Facebook page. Who do you have helping you with your social media?
Me. it's all me.
It's all you, Vinny. I love that. You've got your hands in the sausage. You're doing your social media. You're dealing with, you know, federal agents about cleanliness and all of the stuff that goes with it. But, you know, how empowering for you? You know, I mean, this is your family name, you know, and you've been in this industry, or the Master Rocco name has been in this food industry since, what did you say, 1910? How lovely. You know, I just have this vision of your great grandpap and your grandpap and your dad, all those men that went before you looking over you and just saying, yeah, you know, that's the way to do it. You know, you changed with the times, Vinny. And that's really hard because everything's changed on this. You know, the way we do business is changing so rapidly nowadays with everything. So hats off and kudos to you that you took your name and you took your brand and you took what you did really great. You know, you did it well and you've turned it into this wonderful industry that's just starting to grow. It's pretty darn cool. Well, I am thrilled to have you on the show. Vinny Mastrocco is my guest today on Voices of Vision. Check him out on Facebook, Mastrocco Meats. Someday soon, you'll be able to have his meat wherever you live in this country. But right now, big business and really starting off to get quite a bit of steam in Pennsylvania. So if you're visiting or you're from Pennsylvania, you're listening right now, get out and support Vinny, because this is important that we support people that are doing what they love on the planet. And this is really a great story. Vinny, I can't thank you enough for just bearing your soul and coming on my show today.
Thanks for having me, Jane.
Really appreciate it. You've been listening to Voices of Vision. I will be back next week. Thank you so much for tuning in.
Inspired? Motivated? We hope so. Join Jane next week as she connects with another motivated soul, driven to live their life's purpose on Voices of Vision, here on Empower Radio.